anybody had a piano, and especially in Arkansas and the Southeast Missouri and Mississippi and places like that, anybody had a piano, that means he had a roadhouse. All he have to do is say, come on out to my place Saturday night. We're going to have a party. Roosevelt Sykes, Sunnyland Slim, or Memphis Slim is going to be there. And you got a house full of, you know, and they sell fish sandwiches and whiskey. And
those immortal fish.
You don't worry about the police, I mean, the sheriff and nothing like that, because you're on the white man's plantation, the guy that had the house, and he was the sheriff and whatever. He always told these guys, said, you know, you just stay out of, how do you have this thing? You stay out of the grave and I'll keep you out of jail. I remember one night I went to Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and I got in there on a Saturday evening, and I was just walking. So after I crossed the railroad tracks, then I knew where I was. So I just started walking. And I walked and I walked, and so eventually I heard the piano ringing. And like you couldn't get there fast enough. The more the piano rang, the faster I'd be walking. And you walk in there and you sit around there while everybody's having a ball. You know nobody in there. So you ask the piano player and say, can I play a little piece there, buddy? Yeah, man, I'm so tired. He's drunk. So you sit down, you play. And they know it's different. And then here come all of the girls and things. And now even some of the cats coming in. Give you a dime, a quarter or something, you know, and they give you plenty of whiskey and a couple of fish sandwiches, and then you go on to another town. Or either you might meet a girl there. We call them kitchen mechanics. It's a girl that works in the white folks' house, and she comes home with all of the food, and she have it in her right arm, and they call them kitchen mechanics. So you meet this girl, and she lives in the serving house, and you stay all night with her, and you get up the next morning, she brings you something to eat, and you slip off from her the next day and go on to another town. That was the life of the piano player, more or less. You know, that was part of the life of the piano player. Now, that was a time around Wilson, Arkansas, where, well, a lot of places in Arkansas don't piano player be called, because all piano players, you know, we wore little suits and things because we were fortunate we had. Don't be called on a Monday morning around there with your new suit on, and ain't everybody working. Oh, boy, you're gonna get that suit dirty that day anyway, at least.
Why? Because
they gonna make you work or do something. So, Wilson, Arkansas, I remember Wilson, Arkansas, they used to take them off the bus and make them work. They used to take black people off the bus on their way to St. Louis or somewhere. They'd take them off the bus and make them work that day and put them back on the bus that evening. They'd wait till the next bus come through.